For a Bible reading, I'd like to read from Acts chapter 8, verses 26 to 39. Starting from verse 26, we read, "And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this, He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speakest the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing." And what a wonderful testimony. And it's a blessing today that we can come and hear the testimonies of salvation and hear what God has done and is continuing to do in the lives of various people amongst us today. It's also a blessing to see people obey the Lord in being baptized today. And when you're baptized, it's a very special day, and it's a day that you never forget. And I dare say the man that we read about here, this Ethiopian eunuch, never forgot the day when he received the Lord Jesus Christ as his own personal Savior and obeyed him in baptism. From what we read here, we can gather that he was a man of great power and authority in Ethiopia, yet he worshipped the God of the Jews. And maybe he was a Jew, maybe he was a proselyte, someone who had converted to the Jewish faith. We don't exactly know. What we do know is he had been at Jerusalem to worship the Lord, obviously at one of the feasts of the Jews. We also know that he knew the scriptures because he was reading God's word at the very time when Philip met up with him. He was reading from the book of Isaiah when the prophet foretold the death of the coming Messiah. But although he was reading the scriptures and reading the words, we see here that he didn't actually understand what he was reading. And that can happen a lot, can't it? You can read something, but you don't actually understand what you're reading. And that was exactly what was happening with this Ethiopian eunuch as well. He was confused. As he read this passage of scripture, he couldn't understand if Isaiah was speaking about himself and something that would happen to him in the future, or if he was speaking about somebody else to come. And so Philip was given a wonderful opportunity to share with him how this was a prophecy about the Messiah that would come, and how Jesus of Nazareth fulfilled this prophecy perfectly. Now, we have simply written here that says, Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Now, that's just a simple explanation of explaining how Philip preached unto him the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. How Jesus was born of a virgin and was the Son of God. How Jesus proved this through many, many miracles in the sight of those at Jerusalem and Galilee, and how he proved that he was truly the Messiah that was prophesied would come. And no doubt he would have told him how Jesus was then betrayed and how he was rejected by the Jewish leaders and the multitude, and how they humiliated him and they nailed him upon a cross. He would have told him all of these things. He would have explained how Jesus died for sinful man. But he didn't stay in that grave. But the third day he rose again, showing that the payment had been made in full for all of mankind. When he preached Jesus unto him, he would have told him the entire gospel like every disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ did. And so he preached to him that gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And upon hearing this, we learn that the Ethiopian eunuch believed that Jesus was the Messiah, that he was the Son of God, the one that had come to die for his sin. And this man got saved. He heard the gospel and he got saved. And what a wonderful testimony of how he came to know the Lord. He was there not by himself, he obviously had servants there. Here he was reading the scriptures, not understanding it. And then this man came out of the blue. It just seemed to be coincidence, not really realizing that God had organized all this for him. And there he heard about the Lord Jesus Christ. What a wonderful testimony. Now, when you look at the scriptures, though, everyone has a different testimony of some sort of how they heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, if you read the scriptures, some were in prison and they heard by a fellow prisoner. Others were sick and they heard the gospel in one way. Some were standing in a multitude of people amongst other people, and they heard this disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ telling them all they knew about the Lord Jesus. Others were drawn to see miracles. And they saw the miracles, but then they heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they were convinced upon seeing the miracles and hearing the gospel, and then they received Jesus Christ. There are many ways how people heard the gospel. And even today, if I got each person up who has a testimony of salvation, I'm sure that each one would share how they heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it would be different in various ways. Yet the good news is there is one thing that is the same for everybody who is truly saved, and that is the actual gospel itself. The way we heard the gospel may vary, but the gospel message never changes. That is the same. And as we hear the testimonies of salvation today, we're going to hear 9 of them, and if they sound very similar, that's a good thing. Because it is similar. It is the same gospel that they had to hear upon and believing to be saved. Now, how they heard the gospel may vary a little bit, but it will be the same gospel. Because it is only through the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and faith in what Christ has done that the God of heaven has determined a person can be saved. And this Ethiopian eunuch knew the scriptures, but at first he didn't understand it. Yet when he had it explained and he heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ for the very first time, he believed it and was saved. I think that's amazing. He heard the gospel first time and he was saved. Now that's not always the case. Lots of people have to hear the gospel a lot of times before they come to understand the gospel and then choose to be saved. I know for myself, I had heard the gospel plenty of times before I got saved. And I grew up in a Christian home. My dad was the pastor. I heard the gospel a lot, but I hadn't prayed and asked the Lord to save me. But as I got a bit older, I started to comprehend the severity of dying without Christ, and I didn't want to spend an eternity in hell. And so I did pray and ask the Lord to save me. And for someone that grows up in a Christian home, you really want to make sure. And I prayed numerous times for the Lord to save me, just in case he didn't hear when I prayed. And I think most people have experienced that over their life. I know when I was 13, still worried, what will happen if I die? And so there was a gospel message, an invitation given, and so I chose to walk down the aisle and make a public testimony that I wanted to receive Christ as my Saviour. And then after that, I remember sitting on the back step of the church and sitting with someone, and they explained the gospel. I knew it all, and I called upon the Lord to save me again. Now, only the Lord knows when I was truly saved. I can't tell you. But I did hear it many times before praying. Sadly for me, after those times, there was teenage years of a lot of selfishness and flesh. And it wasn't really until I was 19 that the Lord broke my heart and I was willing and ready to surrender to Him for every part of my life. The interesting thing is, within weeks of surrendering to the Lord and seeking Him with all my heart, I had this overwhelming desire to be baptized. I hadn't heard baptism preached for quite a long time. There weren't baptisms taking place in the church that pricked my mind. No one had told me that I should be baptized. It was the Spirit of God telling me that I should be baptized. And so I had this desire to obey the Lord in baptism. Very similar to what we see happen here with the Ethiopian. You see, with him, it didn't actually take weeks or months, though. It only took minutes, it seems. But we see here in verse 36, it says, "And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" And so Philip hadn't told him he needed to be baptized. This was the Holy Spirit at work in him. And so he asked Philip, "Can I please be baptized?" Now, I know for myself, although I had that overwhelming desire to be baptized, there was still a lot of fighting that needed to go in within my spirit. There was still a lot of pride there. And as a young man, I'm thinking, what's the point of getting up in front of everyone and being dunked in some water? What's the point of all that? That's very embarrassing. And so I had to sort of come to terms with that. But the fact was, I couldn't escape the fact that Jesus himself had been baptized and I wanted to be like him. And I understood that Jesus had commanded the disciples to go out and preach the gospel and baptize those who believed. So I knew this was a commandment of the Lord Jesus as well. And by that time, I was sick of doing things my way and doing what I thought was best. I was ready to just do whatever Christ wanted me to be doing. And so that solved the argument. Regardless of what I thought about how embarrassing it is or how odd it seems to the world, I still wanted to do it because Christ had commanded it. And so I was baptized like this Ethiopian. But we see here in the scriptures that there is one requirement for baptism, and that is faith. It says there in verse 37, after this Ethiopian had asked to be baptized, Philip said, "If thou believest with all thine heart." That means if you believe all what I have just told you about the Lord Jesus Christ, he goes on to say, "Thou mayest be baptized." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus is the Son of God." And so he gave testimony to Philip that he not just knew the scriptures, he not just understood the scriptures as well, but now he believed personally for himself that Jesus Christ was the Son of God and that he had died for him and this is who he was trusting in. And so he gave that personal testimony to Philip. And I think that's why it's a very good thing to have a public testimony of salvation for each person before they obey the Lord through the waters of baptism. It's good to hear that public testimony that they too believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God who died for them. And that's what the Ethiopian did. And we read in verse 38, "And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him." And so they went down into the water, and so they must have been standing in the water, and then he baptized him. So we get the picture, they go down into the water, standing there, then they get baptized. Now, I don't know how someone can come to the conclusion that he sprinkled him after that. You know, the word baptize in the Greek means to immerse or to make fully wet. That's all the word means. The fact is, you can't make someone fully wet or immerse someone if you simply just sprinkle them. There is a Greek word for sprinkle. It's the word rantizo. It's used in Hebrews when it's talking about when they take the blood of the offering and they sprinkle it upon the altar. And so that word rantizo is used then to signify sprinkling. But the Holy Spirit didn't lead the writers to use this word. No doubt, if they were only sprinkling, the Holy Spirit would have led all the writers within the New Testament to use this word rantizo, sprinkle. But he led them to use the word baptizo, to immerse or to fully wet. And sadly, if someone tells you that they have been baptized, but they've only had a few drops sprinkled on their head, or they've had some water poured over their head when they were a baby, my brethren, that is not New Testament baptism. There needs to be full immersion into water. They need to be made fully wet. And that is a picture of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it's there for. There has to be a testimony of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm not a child psychologist, but I'm quite confident that babies can't talk or they can't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ at that time in their life. There needs to be faith and there needs to be a testimony of salvation. And so it's quite obvious from the Word of God that baptism comes after salvation, not before or for it. And we see this method or process here with this Ethiopian. He heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. He understood it and he believed. And upon that faith that he showed in the Lord Jesus Christ, salvation was wrought. Then he gave a public testimony to Philip and obviously the ones around him as well. And then he was baptized. And that's why it says that they went down in the water. They were probably standing in knee-deep or waist-deep water. And then they were baptized or fully wet or immersed. And we read there in verse 9, "And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing." You know, is it wrong to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and be baptized that very same day? No. In fact, in the New Testament, that seems to be the way that it happened. Now, I don't believe that's going to happen today. I know those that will give their testimony today, they've been saved well before today. So unless there's someone here today that's not saved and they want to be saved and then they want to get baptized as well, we're not going to see that happen today. But for those who want to be baptized, it is still a day of rejoicing, just like it was for that Ethiopian eunuch. Rejoicing in the salvation that they have received and rejoicing in the obedience to the Lord through baptism today. And that's what we're going to enjoy. And that's what I'm going to ask each person who has asked me to be baptized to do today, to give personal testimony of salvation and then to be baptized as well. And so I'm going to ask them to come individually to do that, and I'm going to ask them to come in order of who approached me.